Alex Trebek here. Your favorite champions, their best wins, and how they get to this season's Tournament of Champions. Coming up right now.
This is the Jeopardy College Championship. For the deciding game, here are the three fighters. A freshman at Brown University from Gainesville, Georgia, Drew Garr, whose cash winnings yesterday totaled $9,000. A sophomore at the University of Central Florida from Sarasota, Florida, Hannah Sage, whose cash winnings totaled $7,600. And a freshman at Tufts University from Los Altos, California, William Scott, who did not win anything on yesterday's show. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. It's good to be the A when it stands for Alex. We're going to get rid of these figures, which will be added to today's total to determine our $100,000 champion. Good luck. Here we go. All right, what are the categories? 21st century operas. Uh-oh. Internet slang. U.S. forests. Elite athletes. Government and politics, and finally, we want you to singularize it. William, you get to start first again.
Singularize 200.
Minima. Drew.
What is minimum?
Good.
Athletes 8.
An eventful 2017 for Justin Verlander. Traded to the Astros. He helped win a World Series. Then he wed this model. Drew.
Who is Upton?
Kate Upton, correct.
Forrest for 6.
Watch your step on the massive Mendenhall, one of these in Alaska's Tongass National Forest. William.
What is a glacier?
Good for you.
Athlete 600.
Gronk is all fans need to identify this man who set the Patriots' career touchdown record at age 27. Drew.
Who is Rob Gronkowski?
Right.
Slang for 8.
When disbelief abounds and you think there may be deceits, you say, show me these rhyming with deceits. William.
What are the deets?
The deets? No. Roof.
What are receipts?
That's it.
Forest for 1,000.
Answer. Daily double.
Let's make it a true daily double, please.
All right. Here is the clue. New Hampshire's Black Mountain State Forest has plenty of the paper type of this, the state tree.
What is birch?
Yes.
Government and politics, 1,000.
The secret's out. In 1856, Millard Fillmore was the candidate for president of this party, also known as the American Party. Hannah.
What is the Whig Party?
No. William.
What is the Know-Nothing Party?
That's it.
Athletes 1,000.
7'3" with a 7'6" wingspan, Kristaps Porzingis stands tall and wide in the world's most famous arena for this team. Drew.
Who are the New York Knicks?
You are right.
Forrest 8.
Gallatin National Forest in Montana has blue ribbon streams for catching these fish. So bring your fly rod. Hannah?
What are salmon?
No. William?
What are trout?
Trout is right.
Athletes 4.
Running the 200 meters in 19.93 seconds at age 17, this Jamaican became the first teen to ever break 20 seconds. William.
Who is Bolt?
Usain Bolt, that's right.
Singularize it, 400.
Fungi. William.
What is fungus?
Good.
Singularize 600.
Dice. William.
What is die?
Right.
Slang, 1,000.
A billion-dollar tech company, or an ideal mate, is this mythic creature like Charlie of Candy Mountain fame. Hannah.
What is a unicorn?
That's right.
Singularize 8.
Genera. Groove.
What is genus?
Good.
Singularize for 1,000.
Sphinges. Groove?
What is Sphinx?
Correct. And with that, you move up to 7,600. You're off to a great start. We'll be... Those of you who are regular fans of our program know that in all of our tournaments, our championships, on the second day of the final, I let the contestants, the finalists, talk about anything they want to talk about. Groove, your parents are looking on now, so watch what you say. Watch what you bring up.
Sure. I just want to take a second to thank all the teachers I've ever had because they've really, in school and otherwise, people have just taught me things because they've really inspired me to go out and learn more and gain more knowledge, which has given me the opportunity to do this today and is responsible for me being successful.
Has this been a fun experience for
you? It's been so fun.
Yeah. Hannah, what about you? Has this been fun?
It's been really fun.
What's the best part of being a finalist? In this kind of a tournament.
I think the best part about being a finalist is that you've come so far with the people who you're playing with, and you've gotten to know them really well, and it's just kind of like playing with your friends at this point.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. William, what about you? What do you want to talk about?
Gosh, well, I mean, again, I like everyone else, I'd like to give a thank you to everyone that's helped me along the way, and especially to my high school cross-country coach. He really your goals. So thank you, Coach Seeley.
Let me put you on the spot now, William, if I may. Tell me about how you feel about how you and the other players in this championship have been treated by our staff.
You know, the staff has been fantastic. When we come in for our first day, we're just bundles of nerves. We're all wrecks. They help so much. The staff are great. Thank you all.
Okay. All right, let's get back into this. And, Groove, you're in command of the board.
Government 800.
Hiram Revels, the first black U.S. senator, represented Mississippi not long after this Confederate president did. William.
Who is Jefferson Davis?
Yes.
Operas 200.
Elena Langer composed a 2016 sequel to The Marriage of Figaro. Figaro gets this legal event. Hannah.
What is a divorce?
Yep.
Operas 4.
Julien Bilodeau adapted Pink Floyd's 1979 album into the 2017 opera Another Brick in This. Hannah.
What is The Wall?
Good.
Opera 6.
The Summer King is about Josh Gibson, a great player in the 1930s and 40s from these U.S. baseball leagues. Groove.
What are the Negro Leagues?
Good.
Forest for 4.
Logan and Ogden are ranger districts in this state's Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest. William.
What is Utah?
That's right.
Operas 8.
This Welsh poet's Under Milkwood was sung instead of spoken in a 2014 production. Groove?
Who is Thomas?
Dylan Thomas, right?
Forest for 2, please.
Being on Michigan's Upper Peninsula makes Hiawatha National Forest the perfect spot for 6 of these. One seen here. Groove?
What is a lighthouse?
Correct.
Athletes for 2.
In 2017, she won the Australian Open singles title while sort of playing doubles. She was pregnant at the time. William.
Who is Serena Williams?
That's right.
Operas 1000.
In a 2008 opera based on myth, Theseus is a baritone, and this title monster of the maze is a bass. Hannah?
Who is the Minotaur?
Minotaur. Good. You're on the plus side now with 800, and we have less than a minute to go.
Slang 600.
A complete disaster is known as this, which the man here is dealing with. Groove?
What is a dumpster fire?
Correct.
Slang for 4.
Someone who asks you for a DM on Facebook doesn't want a dungeon master, but rather contact via this. William.
What is direct message?
Yes.
Government 600.
Taking his seat in 2017, he's the newest member of the Supreme Court and the youngest. Groove.
Who is Gorsuch?
Good.
Slang for 2.
Squad these aren't about scope your group accomplishes. Hannah.
What are goals?
Correct.
Politics 4.
Bishan Party, dude. It's been around since 1869 and opposes tobacco in all its forms as well as alcohol. William.
What is prohibition?
Good. Now the last, well, we won't get there. You're at 5,200, which is exactly half of what Groove has. Hannah on the plus side with 1,000. She selects. Hannah, I know you're ready. You're in third place with 1,000. Let's see how much you will add to that with these categories. World geography, health and medicine. I'm kind of a big deal. B-I-G comes up in each correct response. We'll deal also with summer job ideas, explorers, and then one of our favorite categories, before and after. Start us off.
Health and medicine, 4.
An estimated 1 in 5 Americans suffer from these, be it to certain pollens, drugs, or food. Hannah.
Water allergies.
Correct.
Medicine, 8.
It's what the H stands for in the disorder abbreviated ADHD. Dhruv.
What is hyperactivity?
Correct.
Big for 16.
Groups of 10 or more musicians were popular in the 1930s. This musical era. Dhruv.
What is the big band era?
You got it.
Summer jobs for 12.
If you live in the Midwest, perhaps you could try detasseling this crop. William.
What is wheat?
Wheat? No. Dhruv.
What is corn?
Corn, yes.
Explorers for 2000.
Here's Sarah.
For his drive to the North Pole in 1909, this explorer used 19 sleds of his own design. The sleds were built longer and wider than native sleds to lower the center of gravity, thus preventing them from overturning.
Dhruv.
Who is Amundsen?
No. Hannah or William? Who is Robert Peary? Back to you, though, Dhruv.
Health for 2000.
Cold sores, which may or may not be triggered by a cold, are caused by this two-word virus. William.
What is herpes simplex virus?
Yes.
Before and after 16.
Top UN official designed to cause loss of consciousness and of sensation in your whole body. William.
What is Secretary General Anesthesia?
Yes.
2000, before and after.
American Daisy, with a dark center, that was a leading U.S. suffragette. Dhruv.
What is black-eyed Susan B. Anthony?
You got her.
Health and Medicine, 16.
In the United States, basal cell carcinoma is the most common form of this. William.
What is cancer?
Be more specific.
What is lung cancer?
No. Hannah.
What is skin cancer?
That's it.
Health, 12.
This type of headache is caused by pressure in the spaces behind your cheekbones and nose. No. Dhruv.
What is a sinus headache?
That's right.
Geography, 16.
The Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, also known as the Duomo, is in this city in Italy's Tuscany region. William.
What is Florence?
Correct.
Geography, 2000.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Double. You are trailing Dhruv by a considerable amount.
All of it, 6,400.
All right, here is the clue. The snowy mountains are a range in this country's Alps.
What is Switzerland?
Oh, you're in the wrong part of the world. What is Australia? Darn. Okay, keep going.
Geography, 12.
Ushuaia, the world's southernmost city, is located on the Argentine part of this island. William?
What is Tierra del Fuego?
Yes.
Summer job, 2000.
Apply to be a counselor, I mean crew trainer, at NASA's space camp in this Alabama city. Dhruv?
What is Huntsville?
Yes.
Big 2000.
Seen here, this Detroit rapper's album, I Decided, went platinum in 2017. William?
Who is Big Sean?
Yes, Big Sean Anderson.
Big deal, 1200.
Contestants on this show vie for head of household and power of veto. William?
What is Big Brother?
Correct.
Explorers, 16.
In 1741, this Dane sailed east from the Kamchatka Peninsula and on July 16th sighted Alaska's St. Elias Mountains. William.
Who is Bering?
Vitus Bering, yeah.
Explorers, 1200.
In 1770, this British captain's ship, the Endeavour, almost sank when it got stuck on the Great Barrier Reef. Dhruv.
Who is Cook?
Good.
Before and after 8.
Period of rest in Genesis, where working parents leave toddlers. What is Seventh-day Care Centers? Dhruv? There's that breath again.
Explorer's Eight.
Answer. Daily Double. You're dying to say, let's make it a true Daily Double.
I'm not.
I know.
Let's bet 600, please.
All right, here's the clue. In the 1850s, Paul du Chaillu became the first European to see and report on this ape many believed was a myth.
What is an orangutan?
No, picked the wrong one. What is a gorilla? All right, you dropped just 600. Pick again.
Big for 800.
Christian Bale bailed on the subprime housing market in this 2015 film.
Big for.
Equations seen on the big white dry erase board on this sitcom are checked for accuracy by a UCLA physicist. William.
What is the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
World Geography 8.
An arm of the Baltic Sea, the Gulf of Bothnia, separates Sweden from this country to the east. Hannah?
What is Finland?
That's it.
Geography 4.
First settled by the French, it's Canada's largest province in area. William.
What is Quebec?
Quebec.
Good. Before and after 1200.
Middle Eastern entertainment with rapid gyrations of the hips. That's a reality TV show judged by Len, Bruno, and Carrie Ann. William.
What is Belly Dancing with the Stars?
Right.
Summer Job 16.
Too hot and humid? Spend your days cruising in AC for this delivery app. And that is Postmates. William, back to you.
Summer Job 8.
Taking this movie theater job is different today. The switch to digital means no messing with reels. That's if you're a projectionist. Three clues left up there, William.
Before and after 4.
Mouse-like boy in an E.B. White story, traveling through the heavens as Ursa Minor. William?
What is Stuart Little Dipper?
That's it.
Explorers 4.
An entry in his log reads, the people of San Salvador came swimming to our ships and in boats made from one log. William?
Who is Columbus?
Yes, now the last clue in Summer Job. Try being a lifeguard like this man did long before his presidency in the 1980s. Groove?
Who is Reagan?
You are right, and that takes you up to 18,200. We're going to super your scores from yesterday so the folks at home know what's involved. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the two-day scores will be totaled, and the one with the highest score wins $100,000. Now we deal with Final Jeopardy. We reveal the category, which today is classic literary characters.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The trophy is ready for presentation to one of these three players who now get to deal with classic literary characters. Here is your clue. He declares that one of the people he is trying to emulate is a medieval knight known as Amadis of Gaul. 30 seconds. Good luck, players. We'll start with you, Hannah Sage. You were in third place today. You had 4,600. You wrote down who is Don Quixote. Don Quixote de la Mancha. You are right. And you risked 4,600. That takes you up to 9,200. You had 7,600 yesterday. That gives you a two-day total of 16,800. Let's go to William Scott. He had 8,800 today, and his response was the correct one. What was his... He had no money yesterday. His wager today was 8,001, and that takes him up into second place with 16,801. Now we come to Dhruv. Let's take a look at his response. That's all, folks. Okay, and your wager? Is that your age?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's take a look. You've got 18,181. You're the new champion. Come on over here.
Congratulations. Well done. Well played. Here's our college champion, ladies and gentlemen.
Another great Jeopardy winner from this season's Tournament of Champions, coming up tomorrow on Jeopardy.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
A nice June night for South Florida, but showers and storms will return. Find out when. See you at 11.